Great. Well, thanks, Ray. And I appreciate the opportunity to wrap up here because everybody said things that I would otherwise already say, so I'll be brief. First of all, I agree with and appreciate Francisco's summary of the earlier dialogue and the importance of creating the right platform for that. I'd add one more to his three additions, which are some real facts, right, on which to base dialogue. And I think the expert groups here collectively can bring some important facts together for the member states to debate. I also appreciate, Ray, your grounding this conversation in the resilience framework we jointly developed a few years ago, the importance of affordability, security, and sustainability. You know, clearly access and affordability are key priorities from a justice standpoint, and environmental impact has been disproportionately felt by certain marginalized communities. So it's there's a real opportunity here for us to address all three. I think we need to be very, very thoughtful as a region about the impacts regarding the closure of traditional coal, natural gas, oil power plants. It could have devastating consequences for communities built around their presence if it's not managed thoughtfully. I think it's important also to keep in mind that these power plants provide essential grid services not yet replicable by renewables and batteries. It underscores the important role that nuclear conversion, carbon capture, usage and sequestration, direct air carbon capture may also play in developing a resilient energy system, but also supporting the communities during the transition by extending the life and mitigating the environmental impact of those assets. Understanding the economic trade-offs between different technologies will be central to our work plan in clean electricity systems for the next 2 years. And this will help member states understand and deploy a soup of technologies that both works and tastes good. However, I think it's also worth keeping in mind that none of this is going to be cheap. While we pursue modernization, fuel switching to renewables, decentralization of power infrastructure to build resilience, a tremendous amount of capital is going to be required. We need to be mindful of making the transition in such a way that supports a fair and sustainable energy future for all, rate design to fairly allocate costs and not exacerbate energy policy is going to be key, and one of the things that the member states are going to need to grapple with. Those are my comments, Ray. I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you for those.